Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
That it's tested my relationship with the players? No, not at all. I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean, coach has set an unbelievable culture of confronting everything that gets in the way of winning football. We're frustrated, but we're not deterred. I love our energy this week. We're fired up. We're ready to go. We've got a couple of great practices. Looking forward to see how it turns out on Sunday, but I don't feel that way. This isn't my first rodeo here. I mean, this isn't like I just showed up. I mean, so I said that before. I mean, that we've been really damn good around here, and we expect to be good again.
Get the cowboy hat and the rope. Rodeo, baby. That's Todd Monken. Question there was if the struggles of the offense recently, because for the first 3 weeks into week four, they were one of the best offenses in the NFL. But has the, decreased productivity, strained relationships? And as you heard Todd Monken say, he doesn't feel it. Now, players talk within. We do it here.
Yep.
I mean, the boss doesn't know what the hell we're talking about outside of the boss. You know what I mean? And, you know, you see the PD, hi, and then, you know, we're all like, so there could be some grumbling from within that Todd Monken might not be aware of, but as he said, not a moron, and I understand he can read tendencies here, and that was another one, which it was, apparently was like, what do you mean tendencies? So he sat a little on the defensive side for an offensive coordinator because, you know, he hasn't had his full arsenal of players. O-line's been terrible.
Yep.
Ronnie Stanley's missed pretty much 3 weeks. And Lamar hasn't played in a couple of weeks, and he's going to play Sunday, we think. He's practiced 2 days in a row. So Todd Monken, you know, understands the angst here, what's going on for the team, because the offense, I would think, Vinny, because the defense had been so bad, is supposed to carry the team, but yet even when they were cooking, they weren't winning games.
Yeah, remember, like, after one of the games early on in the season, Todd says, you know, we got to, we got to help out the defense. I think, Bob, they had the worst thing happen to them. Lamar got hurt and Ronnie got hurt. Two worst things that could happen to you. You know, your left tackle is wounded, and then Lamar's not playing, so you got Cooper Rush in there. And like you said, the offensive line is playing like crap. And you know what? They all are. They all stink right now. Rosengarten's been horrible. Falele's been totally inconsistent. You know, I mean, they've all been inconsistent. I mean, that's a problem. They can't put five guys together making a good play really consistently since three quarters of Buffalo.
Right.
You know, I mean, otherwise they hadn't been consistent offensively ever since. You know, so, and then, you know, you talk about guys complain. The people that complain, Bob, from my history, skill guys, because they're the ones, well, look at Philly, you know.
A.J. Brown, man.
Yeah. You know, and Barkley, or Saquon, yeah. You know, he's not getting reps and stuff. And then what happens is those guys, they don't go to the coordinator. Yeah, I mean, they'll bitch in their wide receiver room, you know, because they're all going through it pretty much, you know. And I'm sure a guy like Likely is frustrated. A guy like Bateman, to me, those two would be. And if I'm them, I'm probably frustrated. I know I would be if I'm either Likely or Bateman. I'm frustrated because both had outstanding years last year, and you expect a takeoff. You had great camps, and then you know you're not getting the ball. But there's been circumstances. I mean, Lamar's been. The three games he played, he was sacked 15 times. So I think it with the offense, if the O-line plays good, Bob, the offense will be back to where they were. It's all about that O-line. It's all about it. And then, you know, I mean, we heard Todd, there's not going to be any changes.
Yeah, which I guess frustrating because, you know, we've been talking about the Maryland kid.
Bullock.
Yeah, getting a little more run here. But it seems as though for now.
Yep.
Committed to Voorhees and to Fa'alele, but you know Emory Jones looks like he's going to be getting in the mix sooner
about
or later.
I think the thing that also Todd having Ricard back because Payton was awful.
Cut yesterday?
Yeah,
they signed Carl Lawson to the practice squad.
Yeah, so I mean, Bob, that's how bad he was. You know, you're not even bringing him back to the practice squad.
Yeah, they waived him.
Yeah, bye. You know, I mean, Buffalo game. Yeah, he got some. He played good. Then he peaked. Then after that, gone. I mean, not to rip him, but I mean,
sure.
What we personally, but on film, he needed to go because he was bad. You can't win. You cannot win with him. And the way the O line is playing right now, you cannot win with them unless they play consistent. You know, and I think they got a real good chance to get back on track Sunday because of who they're playing. Because there's not that. Guy in the front four, you know, that has the quickness and, you know, and up the field, you know, like Ed Oliver. All those guys, Bob, those are the types of guys that have caused the Ravens O-line problems. Quick, explosive guys.
Now, the Ravens Sunday, back off the bye, taking on the Bears. They are favored in this game by 6.5 points. So that's something to keep in mind. That's all Lamar driven.
No doubt.
Obviously. But Chicago's coming in here, winners of four in a row. And the offense, Swift has been great the last couple of weeks. Caleb Williams had a big day against Dallas where he threw four touchdown passes. Has rushed for two. But is the Ravens defense so bad that even if Lamar and Ricard are back and, you know, everybody eats a little bit, that it will still cost them victory? I mean, that's the thing, Vinny, that worries me, and we'll talk to Nolan here in a second, more than anything. It's not the offense. We know when Lamar's there, they're going to score 30 points and be dynamic, and Henry, hopefully, last week was a sign of what the rest of the season could be. Can they pass pro and on O-line? And then defensively, can you, even if they're in the league, can you maintain, prevent long drives? It's just... It's a lot of concerns there on that side of the football.
I think we're going to learn a lot, Bob, about the defense and Zach Orr because they realize, and they've said, you know, what are they going to do to get pressure? And I'm anxious to see what they're going to do, what they have in store for Sunday to create pressure. And I'm guessing a lot of it is going to be with Buchanan and Kyle Hamilton and probably Marlon, you know, coming at certain times. And I think now, all right, we can't get there with four, period. Can't do it. You know, we haven't done it. We can't do it. You know, and until our guys show that they can win one-on-one battles and do it, you know, we got to do something different, hopefully.
Yeah, Ravens back at it Sunday. Lamar's going to play. He's practiced 2 days in a row. We think that's going to be the plan. Ravens are big favorites, as we said. Losers of four in a row trying to get back at it. Keep in mind, everybody, it's a short week. Got the Bears Sunday, then you go to Miami coming up on Thursday night. So trying to get some sort of stability rolling because the AFC North is kind of up for grabs.
No doubt.
I mean, Pittsburgh's 4-2, but they got Green Bay coming up this week. I know the Bengals beat the Steelers last week. Can Flacco's not going to play like that for the rest of the season?
No.
I wouldn't think. And Cleveland at home, interesting, maybe even formidable to some level, but on the road, not so much. So Ravens aren't toast yet, but if they lose to Chicago, they're toast.
Yes.
And I quote the great, late great Norm MacDonald, quoting the late great Yogi Berra. It's not over till it's over. Ben Yogi did just said to Bob Dole, it's over. They lose to the Bears, it's over. You want to get in, now's your chance. 410-583-1057. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw, it's Featured Artist Friday. It's Kiss. Go to jam out to them. Pay tribute to Ace Frehley. So stick around for all of that good stuff. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. Preview the game as Baltimore really, really, really needs to get into the win column. And what's the ETA for Carl Lawson being in that defense?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Anything you want to hear from that era, which is pretty much 1980, anything after that, it's more Vinnie Vincent and Bruce Kulick. There was a reunion thing way back in the 90s, but you get the drill. Send a request to the Plazaport text line at 410-583-1057. Before we get to the phones, did the film a couple of days ago, and they were close, kind of, against the Rams. They didn't get blown out. Offense was dreadful, but L.A. left a lot of plays on the field.
Oh, boy.
Too.
Yeah, Stafford wasn't great. You know, in that game, you know, he had a lot of over, you know, he missed and Devontae Adams dropped a bunch and he missed, you know, some. So, yeah. So they missed. I mean, you're close. I mean, you said that for a while. Show me, you know, I'm tired of, hey, Bob, we're week, what, eight? Close doesn't, or seven? Close doesn't count anymore. You gotta play your game. You know, when you're 29th or 32nd or, you know, defensive stats, all defensive stats.
Yeah.
No, that's not close. That's far away. Close is if you're like 15th on defense, you know, and then, and, you know, the thing that, what really bothers me is, well, we played hard. That's a given if you're a Raven. That's what those are the things that bother me.
But the implication was too, because Kyle Hamilton said it. They played hard, implying that maybe in previous weeks they weren't playing as hard.
Oh, that was that was a Bob watching the film. You know, that Houston game, they didn't play hard. They didn't play hard. They gave up. They quit, which that's first time I think a Harbs' team has ever done that.
Yeah, they got to put up their hineys, and they went running for the tunnel. But the Ravens are back this week. Odds makers think they're going to be pretty comfortable. 6.5-point favorites. Put it this way. Ravens have lost 4 in a row. They're 1-3 at home. Bears have won 4 in a row. They're 2-1 on the road. But Lamar Jackson is back.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of D-Hop, who was sick yesterday, like Marlon a couple of days ago, Marlon Humphrey, they should be at optimum health here.
Yeah. There's no excuses. Yeah. There's no excuses here. You know, I mean, there's no excuses. Plus, there's no time. You got to win. So, and you're coming off a bye, which Harbs has always been really good at. So everything is going in their favor right now. So if they lose, it's on them. It's on. There's no excuses.
Get in here at 410-583-1057. Featured artist Friday, as we said, it's Kiss. Jonas Schaefer, 11 o'clock, Baltimore Banner. Preview the game with him. Got a lot of World Series talk coming up in the 12 o'clock plus hour. Stick around for that. World Series starts tonight. Toronto, you savage. Taking on Blake Snell up there at Rogers Center. Dodgers trying to get back-to-back. Toronto trying to win their first ring for the first time since 1993. Maryland football, they're off this week as they lick their wounds after losing 3 in a row. They got Indiana coming up next Saturday for homecoming. Indiana, by the way, hosts UCLA. UCLA just beat Maryland. UCLA's what, 3 in a row? They're 24.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
Anywho, we'll get into that next week. But let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what is up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob and Vinny? Happy Friday, man.
Yeah, same to man.
You. Hey, man, I've been over here acting like I'm a GM, man. I swear, I know it's going to be hard to get that boy Jeffrey Simmons, but if the Titans would call me as a GM and they be like, give me John Harbaugh, I will send John Harbaugh as the Tennessee in a hurry. You heard? But, I mean, I'm high on... What's the kid name? Aaron Reed Jones. But hey, Vinny, we talked about this already, man. For some reason, like the Ravens, like they like this is my opinion. I feel like they don't practice hard, so the man ain't even gonna be ready yet.
No, they practice hard. You know, every time I've been out there, and when you're out, they're practicing hard.
That's not hard to me compared to like you know. But I mean, that's out. That's your own. That's your opinion. That's my opinion. But
yeah,
that's
cool.
I'm looking at it like this, man. If the Ravens really want to make a change, man, hey. We need help for Metabike. I'm not saying Falele is like Metabike, but I mean, he big, man. Put him over there. Let him get double teamed or something. Maybe, you know, open up them gaps for the linebackers or something. I don't
plays
know.
Plays too
but...
high. Plays too high to get driven.
For
no.
Metabike?
Yeah.
You're thinking like a GM that's trying to get fired. Trippy, right. Is what you're thinking.
I mean, yeah, you know. I mean, this is something to think about. You know, Harbaugh, he like to switch up people's positions and stuff. But look, I've been saying this, right? And I think, I forgot who said it. I don't know if it was, I think Rick Ritter said it. If the Ravens leave Sunday, man, we in trouble. Like, we in trouble. I mean, we already in trouble. Like, who would have thought, right? I thought maybe around Thanksgiving, we'd be talking about a number one seed. Around Thanksgiving, we trying to figure out if we're going to be over 500 or under 500. Yeah. Ain't that crazy?
Might be talking about a number one pick by Thanksgiving. Hey. If they lose with Lamar and everyone but Tavius Robinson against the Bears, as big pay, remember, all, when the Ravens were 1-3, Trippy, as you know,
yes. They
were favored in every one of those games. At Kansas City, at Buffalo, against the Lions. And, well, you know, they're playing a really hard schedule, and I'm not denying that, but they were favored in all of those games and lost 3 of them.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I hear some fans keep saying, oh, we got it. No, I don't want to hear no tough schedule. This is exactly what we wanted, and we should have needed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We started off with the Buffalo. Like, just think about, like, it hurts my heart to see a team like the Falcons beat the Bills, and I'm looking like, damn, we was up 15 points, and the defense couldn't hold them for 3 points? Like, come on. But you're right, though, because, I mean, the Bears not tough. And one thing I realized, right, I think Ray Lewis used to say, I was watching a video, he said, no man come in our house and, you know, take what they want. And I feel like the Ravens just let anybody come into the bank. The bank ain't like how it used to be, you know what I mean? But we're going to change that Sunday, so okay? But y'all have a great weekend. I'll talk to y'all Monday, man.
All right, Trippy, all right. And hopefully talking about a win. And, you know, there'll be a lot of Bears fans in there because The Bears fans travel well.
And they've won four in a row.
Yeah, and they're, you know, kind of rolling. Caleb Williams is right down the road there in the DMV. So, who have, I'm sure, family and friends in attendance. Not that that's going to have an impact on the game. But how many Ravens fans are going to represent? Because the last game against the Rams, I think attendance, Nolan, was rather tepid at M&T Bank Stadium. And the weather wasn't all that great.
No, weather played a part, even though it did end up being fine. But the week leading up, it was, oh, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be nasty. No one wants to sit outside. And the biggest thing is Lamar. Once Lamar gets hurt, everyone starts selling tickets. I think nice weather on Sunday, Lamar back out there, it'd be a fine crowd.
Yeah, it's like a rock band. The Stones are in tour. But Mick Jagger's got laryngitis, so Jimmy Bleepstein's going to sing. Ah, I'll pass.
58 and cloudy Sunday.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Chris in Parkville. Chris, what's up?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Good. Right.
Yeah, I had a question for Vinny and just on his thoughts on this. But I was just thinking, given the current state of the offensive line, do you think it would be a good idea, or do you think they would try to have, not as a permanent fixture, but have Ricard in certain packages to fold into the line to help jumpstart?
Well, I think they'll have him doing a lot. I think he'll line up at tight end. I think he'll motion across and do his kickout stuff. I think he'll line up at fullback. You know, I mean, you got a 305-pound guy, you know, that can do all those things. He'll help in pass pro. I think he'll help solidify things, you know, and he's going to play more than nine plays. I'll guarantee you that, like Payton had last week.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. Actually, even as a not a fixture on the line, but actually like play as like a lineman. To maybe get, you know, first down situations or something like that.
Especially in pass, they like to blitz a lot, the Bears. You know, they're going to bring nine or six. And, you know, keep Ricard in. You know, your O-line struggling in pass pro, keep Ricard, have Ricard out there, okay? And then they play a ton of zone coverage, you know. Just find the holes.
Nolan, we have time for another call. Nolan says yes. Let's go to Greg in Baltimore. Greg, what's up?
Morning, fellas. Look. I heard this morning he was talking about if McDaniel gets fired and the Ravens lose out, that John Harbaugh could probably go down in Miami and take over that whole operation, and they could bring Deion Sanders in here to coach.
That ain't happening.
Coach up Lamar.
Okay. You know, and I love Deion, but Deion, I don't think that would work. I mean, Deion hadn't done enough yet, even at the college level, you know, to be a hot guy. Plus, he's had a lot of health concerns, you know, blood clots and stuff, too.
No, that was it. Shut her down. I mean, Deion had a bad first year at Colorado, good last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're competitive, but they're still losing more than they win. And you mentioned the health issues that, you know, he's had plenty of them, unfortunately.
What did he say, 15 surgeries or something?
But, you know, to have him come in and replace John Harbaugh, oh, no. Quite frankly, if I'm Florida State, I'm not even making that move.
Yeah.
His alma mater. But anywho, Ravens could still turn things around. How do they win on Sunday? Vinny's got keys to victory coming up next. You want to get back in with your predictions, give us a call right now for Ted. 583-1057, whip around 11:15. Time's going on in the world of sports last night. NBA was crazy. Two games and was all insanity. Had two guys score 50 points and one guy's team lost. We'll get into that. Then Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. No Maryland football this week, but Indiana coming in, national TV. Jim Smith told us ticket sales are brisk ahead of even the Washington game. Couple of weeks ago, and how's that basketball recruiting looking as the season starts in less than...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
In 2 weeks.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Ravens and Bears coming up 1 o'clock in the T-Bank Stadium. Baltimore Game Day Uncensored here during Joe's update. Joe LaCroix coming up 10 o'clock on Sunday morning at Brew Brothers, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. But we haven't talked about a win since week 2 against the Cleveland Browns. So the Ravens trying to get back at it. Losers of 4 in a row. The Bears are coming in. Winners of 4 in a row. Something's got to give. So Vinny Serrato, how do the Ravens break the schneid?
All right, I got number one. I got make Caleb Williams hold the ball. Do not let him get into a rhythm. And the two tackles struggle and pass, 79 and 58. You know, so can they win? Can they finally win some one-on-one battles? But I think, you know, and Zach Gore talked about it yesterday. They spent the whole time, including Harbs, he keeps saying, you know, finding ways to create pressure. So that's going to be interesting because – I think if you get Caleb Williams scrambling around, he's gonna give you some turnovers. Number two, they got to tackle well, and Swift. If Swift plays, you know, if Swift doesn't play, I mean that's huge because Swift is playing really well now, and he's good out of the backfield too. He leads them in yak yards, and the receivers, DJ Moore, he didn't practice yesterday either.
That's two in a row for him.
Yeah, he's got a groin, you know, and he's their. You know, throw quick screens and that type of thing. And he's a good yak guy. So they have to tackle well. They can't be, well, they had a 3-game stretch where they missed over 30 tackles. And then I think this is going to be the biggest one if they want to stop the run. Get off blocks, D-line. Get off blocks. And why do I say that? Because their O-line comes off good. They'll come off, get on you, but they don't sustain. They don't sustain their blocks. They're not that good athletically. So you can shed the guy. Now you got to shed him quickly to get off of him, you know, to stop the run. So that's going to be one of the biggest keys is get off blocks. Number four, handle the Bears blitz. Like I said, Kyle Gordon, number 6. Brisker, number 9, the safety. They come. And they're physical. They're very good blitzing. They're physical. They'll take on the back. They'll knock the back down. They'll knock the back over. But they do a hell of a job. And then when they do blitz a lot, they do not cover well in man coverage. New Orleans hit them over the top. So they got to handle the blitz. And I think a lot of that's going to be, you know, with Ricard. I think that that's going to be a big part of it. And then the next one is score 25-plus points, rush for over 150 yards, and over 30 minutes, 32 minutes time of possession, no turnovers. And the Bears are plus 11. Now, can they do all those things with Lamar? I think easily they can do that. I mean, that's their norm with Lamar in there. You know, and can they rush for over 150 yards? Sure. I mean, this is a defensive, you know, a defense that gives up a bunch of rushing yards. I mean, they average 5.3 defensively giving up, and they're 28th against the rush. So they can do those things, you know, and they give up 26 points a game, you know, on defense. So they can do all those things. They just got to be back to being the Ravens. And then I hate to say that I got to say this, but out hit them, out physical them, more want to, more passion, and less than five mental errors. You know, I mean, and I got to say that about the Ravens, which embarrasses me to have to say that, that, you know, they got to out hit people out physical. If they just out hit and out physical, they'll win. You know, I mean, and play with more passion, they'll win because they've got better players. And if they play like that, then they'll win. And then the last one, win first down on offense and defense. Can't go second and 10. And if they're doing that a lot, then the O-line still sucks because they're not knocking anybody off the ball and they're falling off their blocks. And, you know, we're having inconsistencies and letting people run free. And defensively, same thing. Got to get them into long yardage situations. Why? You know, if you get them in third and 10, then all of a sudden these pressures, you can do that stuff. And I think that the Ravens' corners are good enough to hold up, you know, in man coverage. You know, Adunzie, you know, he is a hell of a receiver. Is he a great route runner yet? No. DJ Moore is a great route runner. You know, and the tight end, Loveland, who's going to have to play a lot because I don't think
Cole Kmet.
Yeah, Komet's been out too. So I don't think Komet's going to play. And Loveland's a decent route runner, but not really sharp break type thing. So I think they can do those types of things. So those are my keys to winning.
It's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw, and talk to you if you want to get in at 435-83-1057. Do your predictions for Sunday's game. We said this yesterday, or asked the question, can the Ravens get to 5-5 before the Jets come to town the Sunday before Thanksgiving? Nolan and I said no, because of the defense mainly. Vinny says yes. What do you think? Join us. Ravens lay at 6.5. Would you take that bet? Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins us 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. That Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. What the hell is going on with the football team? Losers up 3 in a row. And then we'll preview the basketball stuff too. Season opens for the men November 3rd down in Baltimore against Coppin. To try to generate some things, featured artist Friday, it's Kiss, paying tribute to Ace Frehley. Anything you want to hear from that era, send your request to Nolan Plotsport text line at 410-583-1057. Carl Lawson was signed yesterday. Not going to pay immediate impact. See, Owe had a sack last night, his second in three games for the Chargers. But I guess the scheme benefits him and, you know, the Bears offensive, or excuse me, Minnesota's offensive line.
Always
not all that great. But are you buying with Zach Orsell in there in regards to... They're obviously working on improving it because it's bad, but will we see results?
That's it, Bob. I mean, talk is cheap. Show me. I mean, now it's about results. You know, you can say all the crap that you want that, you know, we're trying to do this. We're trying to show me. Show me that, you know, and that's, Bob, we've been saying that all along. Okay. They've had their 10 days to work on it. Now we're going to see. And you know what, Bob? Hopefully on Monday morning we're sitting here and we're saying, hey, Zach Orr, that was a hell of a job that you guys did in the bye week, you know, creating pressure, and you guys got four sacks, and, you know, you're on the right track now. I hope we're saying that.
It's Vinny and Haney, 1057, the Fan, featured artist Friday Kiss, as we said, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, and Nolan McGraw. Bring Nolan in here. And Nolan, first of all, good morning. How you feeling?
Morning. Doing great. How you doing?
Doing all right. And Zach Orr, talking a good game. And to his credit, he doesn't get up there and he doesn't seem overwhelmed by the media throng. I mean, he did look at higher divine intervention at some point in time in regards to what his fate may be as the defensive coordinator of the Ravens. But they're as healthy as they've been in weeks.
Yeah.
At least right now heading into this Bears game. So, what's your optimism level that they'll at least be good enough to win Sunday? I don't want to crap on the Dolphins, and I don't care who they're playing. I'm not picking them anymore. Certainly not going to pick them against the Ravens, but Ravens could be looking at a little two-game winning streak to get them feeling all right before they head to Minnesota, another struggling team.
Well, they should probably concern themselves with getting the one first. Right. It's been hard enough. Yeah, look, the Carl Lawson thing is actually a little interesting to me. I know everyone isn't particularly thrilled when a guy has to come off the couch, you know, and join a team. But I was a little surprised trying to refresh myself with his stats that did have 5 sacks last year. And that was in mostly a non-starter role. So looking at what we have currently in-house here, and what Carl Lawson could provide, it would not surprise me if he comes in and is one of the top contributors. I mean, they are that desperate for anything. You know, we're having serious conversations, and Harbaugh's being asked about elevating practice squad guys. That should tell you the full story right there. So I really don't have much confidence at all in the guys that are here right now. Lawson's obviously not going to be ready by Sunday. Bears O-line, weak or strong, doesn't matter to me. I if they come up short, no sacks on Sunday, I'm not going to be stunned. Quite frankly, I'd predict it if you asked me to. If I could bet on it, I'd bet on it.
Yeah, Lawson, will he be up? Bob, if he shows anything in practice this week, you know, like, and he can give them 15 snaps, I think he's up.
Maybe third down only?
Yeah, pass rush type stuff from the inside or, you know, that type of thing. Because, like I said, their left tackle is not that good. You know, especially against bull rush and stuff. Now, my question then is, all right, let's say they beat the Bears. Are they adding anything else?
Trade deadline's the 4th.
Yeah. I mean, I hope. I'm sure he's trying. Maybe, you know, they're asking way too much. Maybe that's why they went and got Carl Lawson.
You mentioned couch guys, though, 2 years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Van Noy.
Kyle Van Noy and Jadeveon Clowney.
Right.
Couch guys, and Ravens led the league in sacks. Obviously, I don't think that's going to happen, but if he can give you, let's see, we're looking at maybe 10 games played, right?
But I'm thinking Vinny just said, that might be spot on.
Right.
That this is the product of coming up empty in trade opportunities.
Right.
You know, because if they wanted Lawson, they could have had him seemingly a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, he had visited a couple of others.
You would have thought, Nolan, that if you're going to sign Lawson, sign him during the bye week where you got a couple practices, you know, to get him going. And, you know, what'd they sign him? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and today's Friday.
After practice yesterday, or then, I think. Yeah.
Then
or that's when it was announced.
It'll be hard. I mean, if he's playing, they're really, they are desperate. But
getting back to the trade aspect of it, who's available?
We don't know.
Max Crosby, there. Well, he's hurt, not severely, but to the point where, you know, he missed time. But the Raiders said they're not trading him.
Yeah.
And there's no way, we talked about it yesterday, the Bengals are going to trade Trey Hendrickson.
Not to the Ravens.
Within the division, certainly not to Baltimore. So where are you going? When's Miami maybe start cleaning house here a little bit with Chubb and guys like that?
But the only thing with Miami is I don't know how they can clean house, Bob, when they have nobody in charge. Who's going to be in charge, you know, in 2 months.
But if those are expiring, right? Chubb and Phillips?
Yeah.
So then, I mean,
Chop Robinson's year two. They're not getting rid of him.
I know. Yeah, it's not ideal to have a GM that's not going to be here, you know.
Well, you have to go ask the owner everything.
Sure. But, yeah, I mean, I'd rather get something than nothing because these guys aren't coming back.
Well, you comp pick.
That's true. Yeah.
But either way, the pass rush against Chicago, Williams has been sacked 11 times. And he's nimble. I mean, he's not Lamar.
No.
With all due respect, Kyle Hamilton said next to Lamar, he extends plays better than any quarterback in the league. But, you know, it is what it is, as you said yesterday, Vinny. Killing him with kindness.
Yeah. He's rushed for 106 yards, Bob, on 32 carries.
Right. He's got a couple of touchdowns, so maybe he can get you a little red zone fun. But if you can, you know, make him make decisions. He's limited the turnovers. He's only thrown 3 picks.
Yep.
But the touchdown output's not been outside of the Dallas game.
Yeah,
not been all that great. And yet last week was 0-1. No touchdowns and a pick in a game against New Orleans because Swift kind of carried things and their defense.
Yeah, and like you said, Bobby, he had 4 against Dallas. The rest of the games, he's had 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. So it hadn't been, they're not a real explosive offense. You know, that's the big thing. So if you can get up on them, you know, I mean, he wants to throw it if Swift plays. He wants to throw it to Swift, you know, because Swift is their best yak guy. And then Adunzie is the next guy. You know, he likes to throw to Adunzie, you know. So, and if you're throwing to Adunzie, most times, you know, you got to hold the ball a little bit.
Vinny gave you keys. What do you think, Aaron Nolan? Going on there, getting at Caleb Williams, trying to make him uncomfortable. But he does, even though the stats haven't been overwhelming, he still seems like a guy that's playing with a lot more confidence than he did his rookie season, because he knows he's not getting his brains beat in.
Yeah, I'm not going to
every time he drops back.
Not going to use the game manager label, but when you start looking at some of the stats and all the weapons that he has around him, what was expected out of him last year, he's finally reached that competency level. You know, he's not a superstar. To me, he's not the reason they're winning solely, or the big obvious reason they're winning.
Turnovers.
Right? They're playing solid overall football. They're getting turnovers from their defense. But he's not otherworldly. I mean, he can be had, is what I'm saying.
Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. That line's been in place pretty much since it was set. Early in the week, Lamar Jackson has practiced 2 days in a row. We're assuming it'll be 3 and it'll be ready to rock and roll. A couple of illnesses this week, Humphrey and then D-Hop yesterday. But other than that, outside of Tavius Robinson, Ravens seem to be ready to rock and roll against Chicago. Your predictions, send them to us at 410-583-1057 Plaza for the text line when we come back. However, got Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, get his thoughts on the team, how they're looking. Could the trade possibly happen? Is Lawson settling, if you will, because November 4th is still a couple of weeks away, but there really isn't anything of substance for a pass rusher that Eric can pull off. Whip around 11:15. Talk about what's going on in the world of sports last night and this weekend. Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTypes.com. Go to College Park with him, and then we'll do our picks, college and pro, for this week. I took the Vikings, so there you go. Off to a great start.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.